Charlie, Lima, X-ray.
6CLX. Yes, that's K4CBG. This is Carlos in the Liberty area. How are you, sir?
Mike, I'm down here in 5-4 Simpsonville, headed home to Greer. I had to get a prescription refilled, otherwise I wouldn't be leaving the enclave.
I gather that all pharmacies are at full capacity is what I'm hearing, so hopefully you'll be able to get what you need done.
Yes, got the prescription. Just went through the drive-thru. I'm under orders from the other half to don't get out of the car if I don't have to.
Given similar marching orders myself.
I have to put on this mask that I've been using. I'm going to have to see about going into the bank with this thing on.
Don't communicate by note at the same time you're wearing the mask.
I feel like getting tackled on top of all this stuff. I don't know. I started out saying I'm over this, and then it came to I'm scared to death of it, and now I don't know what. I think I'm numb.
It's like the stages of grief, I guess, or something like that, but I think the vast majority of us obviously will be okay. There'll be some losses, but the vast majority of us will be okay.
It was kind of sobering the other day. I looked up the history of the Spanish flu pandemic, and it went the same way. Everyone had to wear masks. They closed all the stores, bars, churches, schools. It sounded like what just happened. So if we can survive that one, we can survive this one.
Yeah. Just think about all the creature comforts that our the market system has provided us between now and then.
In 1918, they didn't have toilet paper shortages. People said, toilet what?
Yeah, I was going to say, there's probably lots of Sears and Roebuck catalogs and lots of corn cobs like that.
Yeah, my mom is 93. I asked her what they used in the Depression. She said store catalogs and newspaper.
Yeah, it's an odd one for me to try to figure out. You know, obviously the volume of usage can't have changed. So that's a hard one to figure out.
The shortages?
Toilet paper. It's hard for me to figure out why there was such a rush.
Answer. And when people started seeing it, it's the herd instinct. When someone's buying five, you think, oh God, I gotta buy five. The shortage was simple to explain. The stuff, I guess they don't make a big profit on it. It's big and bulky. You can't fit as much on a truck. So the stores carry exactly what they need, just-in-time type inventory. So 10 people come in and buy up a bunch of it, that causes a problem.
Yeah. The thing I got to thinking about with that was, you know, if it had been a regional thing, like a hurricane or something like that, I don't know if the surrounding regions could resupply, but the nature of it, it was all at once, all over at once, so I guess the supply system had a...
Are you not making the repeater? I can't tell. You're breaking up there. Yeah, the strange thing about the toilet paper was it was global. I work with a global group, and Europe, Canada, U.S. I don't think Mexico had a run on it. Those guys had never told me anything in Mexico City, but definitely Europe and Canada were involved. I think even Australia.
Now, you're actually coming in a little broken yourself. How are you reading me, K4CBG?
CBG N6C. CLX. I'm just about at home anyway, detonated here, and it's going to start breaking up. I'm down in the hollow here along the river.
Mike, I think it was. Good to speak with you. K4CBG. 73, we'll talk soon. Bye.
73. Talk to you later. N6CLX, please.